This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studios in New York City. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line 855-212-4. CBS is brought to you by GEICO. Great news, there's a quick way you can save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. The great Scott Miller of Bleacher Report is with us on the bench again to talk baseball. How you doing, Scott?
Scott, I'm not doing too well. I'm panicking. I have got to figure my brackets out. I've got to get that done in the next day or two, and then I'll be doing better.
Yeah, I think you'll do fine. I got to ask you about, because I had the, did I not have the Anteaters coach on, Russell Turner, the Irvine Anteaters? As you know, I'm still supporting Southern California over here in New York City with my history in SoCal, and the Anteaters coach came on the other night, and I'm pulling for the Anteaters.
How can you not pull for the Anteaters? The combination of Cinderella story and fantastic nickname, they ought to be, everybody ought to be rooting for them.
So what did you think? Because I think that Machado and Trout actually are the smartest two guys in baseball for the, I think, desire to, get the fat deal and play in paradise. I think San Diego, I don't even care what the team does. I just want to live there and make that kind of money and play there every night and just live that life. And then I think Trout did the same thing, Scott.
Yeah, I do too. You know what, Scott? A lot of people, I was surprised, put it this way, I was surprised at the number of people who were surprised that Mike Trout would re-up with the Angels. This is a guy that's loyal. As Tyler Skaggs, I was with the Angels today, as their starting pitcher Tyler Skaggs said, this guy's loyal possibly to a fault. He's always loved it playing for the Angels. They've been really good with him. They've had his back throughout. And here's the crux. A lot of people felt like, my gosh, why wouldn't he want to go home to Philadelphia and play? I mean, that would be paradise. Well, two things. One, the weather and that whole atmosphere is pretty good. But more than that, sometimes playing at home for these guys is not the panacea other people think it is, because if Mike Trout, I talked to somebody with the Angels today that said they've been back in that Philadelphia area with Mike Trout in the off season. They've gone to Eagles games with him. They said he is like Mick Jagger back there. He can't go anywhere without people recognizing him, slapping him on the back. If you play at home, every night you've got to get tickets for somebody. He's got the best of both worlds, playing out in Southern California and then going, being able to spend his winters at home.
Yeah, I just think I wasn't surprised at all, to be honest with you, that he stayed, because, I mean, what do you think of that deal, though? I mean, it's astronomical. I mean, what did you think when you saw the number, the first reaction you had? Because, Harper had got 330 or whatever, and everybody was like, wow, that's unbelievable. This thing dwarfs that.
It does. And here's the weird thing. I mean, my first reaction was, wow, $426.5 million is what it is. But a couple things. One, that $400 million tag, it's a little bit overblown simply from the fact that Trout, his current deal, still goes this year and next year. And he's paid $33.25 million this year and next year. So the numbers, you see the $400 million plus, it's essentially a 10-year, $360 million extension of the next 2 years remaining on his contract, which called for $66.5 million. So it all combines to 12 years, $426.5 million. But like I say, two of those years are already covered in his current contract. So it's a monster deal. But when you look at it, the extension essentially is 10 years, $360 million, $36 million a year. It sounds weird to say, but you could make a case for that the guy's still underpaid relative to what the owners and a lot of people say, you know, how many, like, what is it, $8 to $10 million per 1 point of war? If you go by that, he could make $500 million.
Do you think, Scott Miller with us, Bleacher Report, do you think that of all the players you've ever seen play, the numbers that he puts up are staggering? They're like Ty Cobb and Mickey Mantle, way above them even. I mean, this guy, is he not putting up the greatest numbers of anyone that's ever played the game?
Yeah, I mean, if you go back to war, and I don't want to overblow war because I'm not a big analytics guy. I honestly don't look at war all that often. But if you go by war, baseball reference war, Trout entering his age 27 season ranks number one all time. Nobody, not Babe Ruth, not Mickey Mantle, nobody has had a higher war at Mike Trout's age than Mike Trout. So, yeah, I mean, the numbers he's putting up, that's war. And then you look at a number of other statistics, you know, myriad other statistics, be it on-base percentage, home runs. I mean, Trout ranks at his age, like, you know, top five all time in a number of different categories. So it's, I mean, we're watching a once-in-a-generation type of player.
Do you think they'll ever put enough good players around him to put him in a position where he can help them win? Because they don't win.
Now that, my friend, is cutting right to the heart of this whole issue. That is the big question, because the one thing, I mean, Mike Trout's won what? He's won like two MVP awards. He's finished second two or three other times. He's won Rookie of the Year award. He's universally acknowledged as the best player in the game. The one thing he hasn't done, the Angels have not been able to get him on the October stage. He's only played three playoff games his entire life. The Angels made it in 2014, and the Kansas City Royals just swept him right out of the playoffs. Three games, three losses for the Angels, and that was in 2014, and that's it. So it seems incongruous that the best player in the game never plays in October, and that's the Angels' challenge. If they don't figure out a way to put a good enough team around this guy to get him into the playoffs, then they will go down, I believe, historically, as one of the most disappointing franchises ever.
So what do you think of Bregman's new deal? I guess he got 6 years and $100 million. It's close to that. Not even the five-year, $151 million they gave Altuve last year. What do you think of Bregman's deal?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. So a lot of young guys are taking these deals. You know, Aaron Hicks with the Yankees, Jose Martinez with the Cardinals today, Alex Bregman and the Astros. And I think it's a couple things. One, you know, I've always come from the standpoint or the belief that when a young guy is offered that first big contract, he should jump on it, because you never know what's going to happen. You know, that first big contract, and this is the case with Bregman, you know, you can argue, well, maybe he should have held out for more. But this contract sets Bregman up for life. If he goes out next week and suffers a catastrophic knee injury, and he's never the same player, that he doesn't matter. He's going to be set up for life. So I've always been a believer that if you're a young guy, you've got to take that first big contract. And then, you know, you can worry about setting salary bars later on down the road.
Yeah, I actually don't I'll be honest with you. I agree with all that. I think that he's, frankly, I think he's worth more than $100 million. I think the guy's a great player. I think they took him to the woodshed because, to me, he's worth as much as Altuve, at least, if not more. What did you think of the decision that no charges against Larry Bear, the Giant CEO, and will he come back to his job, or has that embarrassment been enough to push him out of the game?
You know, I think he'll come back to his job, but I'm, even though if they said, I didn't actually see that story, Scott, they did, the San Francisco prosecutor, they said no charges?
Yeah, they've dropped it. He'll not be charged with any crime stemming from the altercation with his wife.
Yeah. Well, everybody saw the video. The interesting thing to me is going to be whether baseball's under its domestic violence policy, because there have been other players they've suspended when charges have been dropped. I mean, Addison Russell of the Cubs is going to open the season with 20 more games to serve on his suspension, and there were no charges filed against him. So I think it's interesting that in San Francisco they decided not to levy charges against Larry Bear. But I think baseball's still in a position where they're going to have to suspend him, because so far, under their domestic violence policy, baseball's investigated 11 players, 9 of whom have been suspended. 2 guys, there just wasn't enough information or corroborating witnesses for baseball to levy any punishment. One was Yasiel Puig, by the way. But 9 of 11 players have been suspended. So I think that if a significant management figure where there's video evidence is not punished by baseball, I think that's going to end up being pretty hypocritical, and that baseball is going to leave itself open for a lot of criticism.
Why do you think the Red Sox can't get an extension done with Mookie Betts? Because he's worth at some point or another, he may be the most valuable baseball player out there.
Yeah, I think, I think it's kind of like the Mike Trout thing that came out today. You know, I think some of these guys fall into place. It made sense that Trout would not do an extension with the Angels until Machado and Bryce Harper dropped, because, you know, Trout's universally agreed upon as the best player in baseball. So wherever the salary bar went with Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, it stood to reason Mike Trout should get more than them. So I think that's what happened today with Trout. We saw the dominoes sort of falling in order, Machado and then Harper and now Trout. And I think all of that will play into Mookie Betts' hands. I think eventually the Red Sox get something done. But, yeah, I think it's going to be up there around Mike Trout numbers. I think certainly you can argue, like you said, Mookie Betts one day might be the best player in baseball, period. Certainly you can argue he's more valuable and probably worth more than Bryce Harper. Probably Manny Machado as well. So it'll be interesting to see if the Red Sox and Mookie get something done that's in the Mike Trout range, or if it drags on further.
I think Harper, and Machado probably hit for power better, but in reality, they don't. I think Betts does the same kind of numbers as both of them, and I actually think he's a better player than both of them, so I think he's worth more money. Lastly, do you think the Brewers will nail a deal with Craig Kimbrel? Are you hearing that might happen?
Yeah, I think it's very possible, and especially because that's the organization that makes sense. The Brewers, philosophically, in this age of analytics, devalue starting pitchers. I mean, we saw that last year. You know, they built that great bullpen. And philosophically, they're not looking for stud starting pitchers to give them 7 innings. You know, they've decided to spend their money on their relievers. And, so Kimbrel would fall right in line with that. The Brewers just don't go out and spend big money on starters. And, you see the Brewers starters, I believe last year, pitched the fewest innings among any rotation in the National League.
So are you ready for the season to start, Scott?
I am. You know, it's interesting. Spring training kind of goes, once you, both the players and the writers, and I think everybody involved in spring training, it's always, it goes through a cycle. You know, everybody at first, when spring training's open, when it opens, everybody's all happy. It's kind of like that first day of school. You know, you're done with summer vacation. You're happy to see all your old friends. And then every year it's the same. About 6 or 7 or 8 days into spring training, people are like, oh, geez, we need to get some games started. So then the exhibition games start. And then 2 or 3 weeks in, everybody's like, boy, it seems like spring training's been going forever. Let's get to the season. That's the point we're at right now.
It's true. I used to do it. I used to go down there for the Grape Relief, you know, for the entire month. And by the third week, I was ready to kill myself.
You know.
Yeah, it's crazy. Scott, great stuff. I look forward to talking baseball with you all season long. Thanks for coming on the bench tonight and talking about Mike Trout.
All right, my friend. You take care. Enjoy the – I hope your brackets don't get busted this weekend. We'll talk baseball soon.
You're the man. Scotty Miller with Bleacher Report with us on the bench. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So what do you think, Carver High? 12-year deal, $430 million, $426 million, whatever. Before taxes, it works out to $98,000-plus a day. He'll make $221,000 plus per game over the next 12 years. And if he keeps his 162-game average of 589 at-bats over the next 12 years, you know, he's not going to do that. But if he did, he'll make $60,000 in change per at-bat. I mean, Jesus, it's unbelievable. It's so staggering. It's like you can't even comprehend it, and it's just one guy.
It's one guy. It is pretty hard to comprehend.
Staggering.
It's a staggering number. And look, he is the best player in the game, right? And if you look at it by what everybody else is getting paid, you know, it is what it is. I mean, to all of us, it's just astronomical money that you can't really think about it. But in the scope of MLB baseball salaries, he's deserves to be at the top.
So is he, do you remember, like, I don't know the details about it. Is he, like, married and everything now, this kid?
I got no idea.
Because,
it's hard, how would you know? I mean, you can't get, you don't know anything about the guy.
Right, he's kind of mysterious. But you know what? God bless him for that, too, that he's been able to pull off this whole thing. He's, like, the most, he is married. And he's, that's right, he married his, like, high school sweetheart. I think he's been with her from the jump. Can you imagine any, like, seriously, any chick, I don't care who it is. I just do not care who it is. That their better half gets a deal for $426 million isn't just absolutely popping champagne tonight and having relations. Can you imagine? The money. I mean, can you, like, what do you do? You're just like, I mean, you never literally, you could do anything you want every day of your life for the rest of your life. You could go around the world every day of your life. You could leave at 5 a.m. to go around the world. I mean, like, you could do whatever you want for the rest of your life. Not that any, you know, she's probably going to lead a normal life, but it's impossible. Right there.
You don't need to lead a normal life when you.
It's impossible when you have that kind of money to be normal.
No normal life.
I mean, you don't even have neighbors at that point.
No.
You're not allowed to have neighbors.
No, you have your own
basically. Compound.
You have a compound, which takes up about half a town, probably.
Right. Like, I just don't. You cannot comprehend this kind of cash. Like a chick. Can you imagine a chick? Like any chick that gets her hands on that kind of money, I'm being honest. Like my wife, she would leave me so fast for $400 million. It wouldn't even be funny. $400 million. What would you do if you were standing in a room right now with $426 million? I think I'd have a heart attack.
I can't even comprehend it. I really can't. I don't even know, you know, how that would all.
We can barely get breakfast, but right. let alone to have that kind of money. Honestly. I'll say this much, though. The guy, we have a situation here. This is a developing story.
What's going on here? I mean, you just...
We have a developing story here. The straw from my drink is missing. It's a developing story here.
How about your squad in Brooklyn tonight? They were down 28 to the Kings out in Sacramento.
Well, do we have a comeback going on here, Carver?
Comeback going on. Comeback is done. The Nets win by 2. They outscore the Kings 45-18 in the fourth quarter. And they come back from down 28 to win in Sacramento.
123-121. Nets with the huge 45-18 fourth. They just lit them up. Your boy D'Lo, 44, 4, and 12 dimes.
Big night for him.
What do you think of that?
That's how you get it done.
What are the odds?
The Kings fall asleep at the wheel.
What are the odds that we'll be able to locate the straw to my drink that is now mysteriously... Oh, wait a minute. You found it. Jay, nice job. Jay Berman, the ball carrier. No longer am I making fun of Jay for his Femi-type comments about the NHL tonight. He's had those comments on this show many times over the years, and I bring them back. I rehash them constantly to talk about his failure to comply with local standards for hockey fighting. But he just found my straw, which had fallen off. There was a mystery starting on the bench where the straw disappearance was turning into a mini-series. Where has Pharrell's straw gone? Very important to my drink.
You're okay now.
I'll be all right. The Belmont coach had to bail on us. That's okay. No one's ever heard of him anyway. The guy's won 800 games, and people still don't know who he is. I hate to say it, but Rick, it's okay. We'll be all right without you this time. Thanks. But, you know, it would have looked good for you, but that's okay. Good luck against Maryland. I think they'll beat Maryland. How does that sound? Do you think they'll beat Maryland?
Well, I think they got a great shot at it. A lot of people are picking whoever's coming out of that game to beat Maryland. People think that they're soft.
Yeah, I don't know. You play in the ACC all year. You can't tell me they're not going to be ready for Belmont or the Big Ten, whatever you want to call it. I keep forgetting. They went to the Big Ten. That's right. I keep forgetting they don't matter. Sorry. Maybe Belmont will beat them.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227. One other note, the Michael Fulmer of the Tigers, the pitcher, has been recommended for Tommy John surgery after an MRI and consulting with James Andrews. He's seeking another opinion. I can tell you, good luck with that. I mean, do you think James Andrews doesn't know what he needs? Going to go somewhere else? He's just going to tell you the same thing. Isn't Andrews the best? So what, do you go try to top him? See if you can get out of it? If your elbow's fried, that's it, right? Done deal. Sean in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thank you. First time, long time.
Cool, man.
Just wanted to kind of comment. I heard you talking about Mookie Betts and the Trout deal and all those, you know, pieces on play there. First off, Trout, not the first $400 million player. He had 2 years left with 66, so he's really about a 370-something. Anyways, as a Boston fan, and yes, I'm a true homer, deathly afraid of what this means for Mookie Betts' negotiation. I mean, the guy, we sit here and we say Trout, best player in baseball, but Mookie Betts went up against the wall against the Astros, and we assumed a play to change a series simply by the fact that he's that great, we knew he was going to catch it over the wall.
Right.
So I'm sitting here looking at all that, and I'm going, this guy just got 370-something for 10 years. That's his real contract.
Well,
what does
look,
that mean for Mookie Betts?
I think, listen, and, you know, it's really, it is what it is. I mean, they're going to have to pay him. It's that simple. There's no way, I believe, for 1 minute that they're going to let Mookie Betts get out of Boston. He's their best player. I think he's the best player, really, to be honest with you, in baseball because at the end of the day, he does more for that team than, frankly, Trout does. I think, you know, Trout does amazing things for the Angels, let's face facts. But the rest of the team, you know, for better or worse, sucks. And so they don't matter. This guy Betts, he's doing all this stuff on a team that, you know, wins 100-plus games and then wins a World Series. And there are a lot of pieces to the team that are really good. You know, you name it, they got it. From the manager on down, front office, the Red Sox are, you know, the deal. They're the champs. And I think the biggest reason is him. And I think it's obvious that he's their key component to their success is Mookie Betts. At the end of the day, he's the, without a doubt, the best player on the whole franchise. I don't care what anybody says. He's better than Sale. He's better than all of them. And that's all there is. He's an everyday player that does things every day, five at-bats and defensively. What he does in the field and at the plate is just unequaled on that team. So it's real simple. The Boston Red Sox are going to have to pay through the nose to keep Mookie Betts happy and in Boston, and that's all there is to it. And it, you know, really, it's none of your business, and you it shouldn't worry you. What is it? I mean, what does the fan have to do with stopping the fact that they're going to have to pay that guy? Oh, it's going to throw our whole team off. You know, you want to win World Series, you want to keep winning banners and rings and trophies. You got to pay for a guy like Mookie Betts. That's all there is to it. They're not stupid. They're going to keep him as sure as I'm sitting here, and he's going to get a gigantic deal. And I think the reason he hasn't got it yet is because he knows, much like the Boris clients know, is that you take it to the limit, right? You hold out to the and you play the game to its fullest limit, right, where they are absolutely up against it. And then decisions have to be made, and then mistakes are made, and, you know, that negotiating chess game that goes on. Eventually they got Harper 330, and then this guy Trout, you know, the way you look at the contract with the 2 years remaining on it, I understand all that, so that's fine. But at the end of the day, what people are seeing is $426 million, not $370. So they know this guy's, you know, making more money than God. And guess what? I think, you know, at the outset, I think, do you think Betts will make more money, Carver High, than Trout? Because I
do. No, he is not.
Are you not going to make as much money as Trout?
No, he's not.
Why is that?
Because he's not as good as him.
Is that right?
That is right.
Yeah, I don't agree with you.
Trout is the best player in baseball.
But he doesn't. I agree that he's a great player, and I would agree that he's the best player in the game numbers-wise. But this guy Betts, what he does numbers-wise and winning, you know, championships, you know, he's over here winning World Series titles. And I understand there's other guys on the team, but the Angels have other guys on the team too, and they don't go anywhere. So Betts is doing it on a different level. Like, he's putting up the same kind of numbers, and, you know, realistically, and then his team's winning the World Series. So one would argue that he's more valuable than Trout is. Trout can't even sniff a playoff game. Betts is going to the playoffs every year. Is that not about right?
That's not Trout's problem.
Do you? So you don't think that he's going to get that kind of money?
He is not going to get $375 million. No, he is not.
What kind of money do you think he's going to get?
He can get in what Machado and Harper just got. He can get in that range.
$300 million.
Sure, he could get around there, maybe even a little less. But he ain't getting what Mike Trout just got.
Do you think Mike Trout got $370 or did he get $426?
Listen, it's all math. I get it. You know, they added a couple million on to the last 2 years of the deal he already had. He's getting $430 million, okay? That's what he's getting. It is what it is.
Right. So, and is it true that he's been rejecting their advances, the Red Sox, to do a deal? Is that all true? Because I think that the New York Post is reporting that, is that he's rejected an 8-year, $200 million extension. That was after last season. Is that correct?
I believe so.
So this is, there you go. That was after last season. They've made several attempts at a long-term deal with Betts, and their Betts camp not even making a counter proposal. Since turning down the 8-year offer, Betts has won the MVP and was central to a championship and saw Machado get three and Harper get 330 and now Trout 430. So Betts very well may be looking at doubling the $200 million offer when he comes to free agency after 2020. And so you see what that says? That says he's going for $400 million. That this guy's going for $400 million, his agent.
Good luck.
He will have already made $32 million by the end of this deal. And that includes $20 million he agreed to with the Red Sox for this year. A record for a player in his second year of arbitration eligibility. Mafia, what? So he already turned down $200 million, and they say that they could be going after doubling that, $400 million, after 2020. So 2 years from now, they would try to get $400 million. Do you think he'll get it?
All depends what he does in those 2 years. If he has a season like he had last year, then yeah, obviously he's going to get in that $400 million range, I think. If he does, you know, something a little less, if he doesn't keep it up and drops a little bit like we saw with Bryce Harper, where he had that great season and then never really lived up to it, then no, he's going to fall lower. I don't think he's going to fall lower, though. I think that this guy, from what we've seen, he's just gotten better every year pretty much. So I think as long as he stays healthy, he'll be in that $400 million range.
He hit 346, right, with 32 homers and 80 RBIs, 81 walks, struck out 91 times, 520 at-bats. The year before, he had 628 at-bats, hit 264 with 24 home runs. He just keeps getting better and better and better. His career numbers are 303, average 110 home runs, 390 RBIs in over 2,600 at-bats. So, listen, I think I'm not going to argue with you that Mike Trout's the best player in baseball, but I don't know many people that would not argue that that guy's right there with him. That Betts is, I mean, he's the one winning the MVPs and World Series, isn't he? Like, at some point, somebody's going to say he's better. Somebody has to think Mookie Betts is better than Mike Trout. Some people do. I guarantee you people in Boston do. I think the guy, there's a difference. Why is it that this guy, I'm just saying, can't seem to get the Angels where they need to go, but this other guy is doing it? Is it just because they have all the other pieces and the Angels don't? Is it that simple?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So it's that simple. So they have one player on the Angels and the rest of the team sucks, and the Red Sox are loaded because they got J.D. Martinez and they had Kimbrel and they got the pitching.
Yeah, the Red Sox have been run so much better than the Angels could even imagine being run in the last decade. Ever since Trout's been up, besides, you know, Pujols has been a big money guy for him, but some of these other guys that they put around them because of Pujols' big contract or the big moves they've made that haven't panned out have just hamstrung them. It's ridiculous.
They've had bats. They have no pitching ever.
So he had – Trout hit 312 with 39 home runs. The year before, he had 306 with 33 home runs. So –
besides 2017,
in 114 games.
Yeah, 100. Well, that was in 114 games in 2017. He had
33 homers in 114 games.
And the other one, he had 140 games this past year.
In seven full seasons that he's been in Major League Baseball, because he's been there 8 years.
So he would have hit 60 home runs if he would have played in 140 games in 17, right? Like, he would have hit 60 home runs. He was already at 33 in 114. So, sorry, go ahead.
In the seven full years he's played, because he played like 40 games when he was 19, in the seven full years, he has either been first or second in the MVP race every year except 2017 when he got banged up. And even then, he was fourth. So he's been one of the top two guys in that league every year.
Listen, I'm not sitting here arguing that he's the best player. I'm just saying, I think that the guy's going to go after, and I think he's going to get $400 million.
I agree with you. If he keeps up the numbers that he put up the last couple of years, he's going to be in that same range.
If Machado can get $300 million, and, you know, what does he do? He doesn't – what is he? Doesn't hustle. He trips people. Didn't he, like, try to hurt someone in the, you know, playoffs and everything? He's doing all that. People hate him, right? There's people that don't like him. They say he's, you know, pain in the ass, everything else. They gave him $300 million. What do they say about Mookie Betts? Nothing. Right? Is he not like God's gift to baseball? They love this guy, right? Is he like he's the innocent man, isn't he? Doesn't do anything wrong. They can't stand Machado and they gave him $300 million. With a guy they like they love Trout, right? They gave $426 million. What do you think they're going to do with Betts? They love him. Everyone loves him. The babies love him, women and children. I mean,
like, not only Betts.
That's who they give the money to.
Not only does he hit, the last 3 years has also been Golden Gloves as well.
Oh, there's no arguing Mike Trout's success. You mean Betts?
Betts got a Golden Glove the last 3 years in a row as well.
Betts, like I said, there's no player, if you ask me. Trout's amazing. But in terms of at-bats and defense, I think Trout's incredible in center field. An incredible, amazing defensive player. He does everything. He's a 5-tool total stud. But so is Betts.
All right, but also remember this. They're paying J.D. Martinez. They're going to pay Benintendi down the line, too, aren't they? They're going to pay Sale more money, too. Soon,
I agree
aren't they?
With you.
Angels got nobody else to pay.
But listen, your boy, all these guys that you're talking about, they gave who did they give $100 million to? J.D. Martinez got the worst deal ever with the Red Sox.
Still getting $100 million.
But is that not the truth? They gave him he got ripped off. Isn't that the prevailing theory was that he got kind of fleeced in Boston, didn't he?
Sure.
Last year, he was the only free agent signing. Don't you think that guy's worth more than the $100 million extension he got?
Probably. I mean, he's a little bit older than these guys, too.
But I think his bat, he and Bats are the best players on the team. Are they not?
Yeah, I think Benintendi's there, too.
I think Benintendi's definitely a star in the making and a rising stud and everything else. There's no doubt he's a badass. He could very well be the next MVP, right? This guy's a stud. But at this point, he's still not Mookie Betts. And neither is J.D. Martinez. He doesn't do what Betts does in the field. I think Martinez is a great hitter, though.
They also owe Price about $150
million
more.
They owe him.
They owe a lot of people a lot of money, and they have young guys they still have to pay.
Well, that's fair enough, but you know as well as I do that the money grows on trees in New York and Boston. Do they seem to have a problem spending $1,500 billion on the Yankees? I mean, every guy on the team's making fat money. Every single guy on Boston and the Yankees makes tons of money. And the Dodgers, same thing. It's the $200 million-plus payroll teams, right? Cubs, Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox. Who else? Is there some other team I'm missing? The Nationals. Yeah, a lot of good that's done them. They've done a fantastic job with all that money they disperse. They never win anything. But Boston, they keep winning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.